This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But right now, let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. We welcome onto the show a guy that we love chatting with. It's been a couple of football seasons since we had him on, though. Trey Wingo of the DraftKings Network joins us now. Trey, it's Grant and Danny in D.C. Good to have you back on. How you been?
Oh, Grant, Danny, always good to be with you guys. Good to be with the people in the district area. Shout out to the 7 car. How are we doing, guys?
We are good, my friend. It's rarefied air around here. We're not used to this. We're sort of confused how to act in the picture. Or not. We don't do it with our hands. Like, what, I mean, it was one in my pocket. Am I, like, stroking my chin at this point? We're good. It feels like it's real, right?
Absolutely. And just think about how quickly things have changed here, right? Not only did we finally get rid of the stench of Daniel Snyder with competent leadership and ownership, then we get we hit on the right quarterback, and I thought you brought in the right head coach. You know, I did a lot of stuff for DraftKings Network on the pregame power-up, which is Monday and Thursday night, 6 o'clock Eastern. A lot of radio interviews asking me about which team do you think can go from worst to first this year, and I said, I really like the idea that it could be the Commanders, because historically, nobody repeats in this division, and the Cowboys have proven that to be the case. They lost 7,000 to 2 again on Sunday, and so they're out. The Eagles have their coach who'd rather chirp with his home fans instead of focusing on a much-needed win. The Giants are awful, so why not the Commanders? And I think I'm feeling pretty good about my assessment of them right now.
Trey Wingo on G&D talking about the first place 4-2 Commanders. All that's standing between them and 5-2 is the Carolina Panthers now. What do
Go
you
ahead.
Make?
Book it. Book it. 5-2. Book it.
It feels like it, right? What do you make of the Daniels rookie campaign to this point?
Well, listen, I got to tell you, I've known Jaden a long time. I remember when he was a freshman starting at Arizona State for my good friend Herm Edwards. And Herm was like, this kid's got something. Now he has to develop and has to learn. But he has that quality that you want in all of these guys that are great. And that's why he started as a freshman at Arizona State and got a couple of huge wins for them, including some big ones on the road. And then when it all fell apart, went to LSU and won the Heisman. My only concern was he was a little slight. And, you know, so far that has not proven to be the case. But, you know, he got to the best 4-game start in terms of completion percentage since the AFL-NFL merger of 1970. That's how good he's been. And obviously, a game a couple of weeks ago, he wasn't statistically great, but he still made all the throws. And they just ran into a pretty good Baltimore Ravens team that I think, when it's all said and done, is probably going to be the biggest challenge to the Chiefs out of the AFC. So I really like Jaden. I think he can make every throw, but more importantly, he has the composure. He has that thing that you want natural leaders to have, and people feed off of that.
Trey Wingo with us here on G&D. So let's go into their place at the table, right? So if this division is down, which I think we all kind of agree it is, I kind of was holding out hope. It's not real hope because I hate Philadelphia. I hope they lose every game they ever play forever. But just in terms of predictions, I thought, okay, maybe this group will get their act together. But for the NFC, Minnesota, great start. Detroit's good. Green Bay has showed pretty well. Tampa is good. They already beat Washington. San Francisco is reeling. Where does Washington stand in the NFC to you? I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but how many teams, I guess, would you say, you know what, I think they're better than Washington?
Well, here's what I would say in the about the NFC in general. You're asking me, who do I think is legitimate at this point in the season? I feel really good about Detroit. Detroit has the things we're talking about. They have a culture. They know who they are. They have an identity. They feed off their coach. They respect their coach. The players respect what he's trying to do. So I would absolutely, at this point, put Detroit at number one. Now, I would say to you, 1 through 53 roster-wise, San Francisco probably has the best roster in all of the NFL, but they've just been beset with injuries, and they have some issues they've got to work out. We don't know what's going on with Christian McCaffrey. And then I would put, you know, look, Minnesota's been a great story, but I'm not completely sold on Minnesota. I would lump in Washington with Minnesota, Green Bay, and Philadelphia in that next level. There's something not right in Philadelphia. You know, I said it before the season. People thought I was crazy. You know, Sirianni has got to grow up. Like, you know, when they won the Monday night game last year, he's got to stop acting like a 12-year-old. When they won the game Monday night in Kansas City last year, he walked off the field saying, "Kansas City fans, see ya. We don't hear your crap anymore." No, bro, winning a regular season Monday night game is not the same as blowing a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. So let's bring you back to reality. And then during that Super Bowl, remember, Super Bowl 57, he's out there, you know, pretending on a long delay, like a first down, and his quarterback, who's 10 years his junior, had to say, "Hey, put your arm down, calm down, act like an adult." So I think there are real issues in Philadelphia. So I don't know what to make of them. I would put the Commanders right in the mix, right behind those top two teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What about the NFC South, where Tampa Bay and Atlanta are both 4-2? It seems like New Orleans is taking on water right now. But the Falcons beat the Bucs and have the tiebreaker for the moment. They got outplayed in that game, if you look at some of the metrics. Like, they won in overtime on an amazing walk-off. Who wins that division, and who do you think's better?
It's hard for me to buy into Atlanta because of, you know, history. But, you know, they're playing pretty well, and I don't know what Kirk's going to be in the postseason. I'll just be honest with you about that. I think I like Tampa a little bit more. I like the redemption story of Baker a lot. You know, a lot of these guys aren't Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud or Patrick Mahomes when they're drafted, right? Sometimes it takes a little while for the recipe to bake, and, you know, you got to marinate a little while. Same thing with Sam Darnold and the thing he's doing in Minnesota. So Baker has found a home on his fourth team, and Swaggy Baker is the best version of Baker. You know, they asked him after the game last week, did you see the Texas fans or the Texas players planting your jersey after the Texas OU game and then putting the flag on it? And his response was, well, I'm a kid from Austin who beat Texas twice the last two times I played him, so I guess I'm living rent-free in their head. That's the Baker that Tampa Bay needs, and he's been that guy this year. So I would lean towards Tampa Bay in that situation.
Trey, we just saw Baltimore here probably play their best game of the season as they, you know, they're ascending offensively. They're awesome. Defensively, I thought they played pretty well. They're not great there yet, but, you know, it's not what we're used to seeing with the Ravens. But give me your assessment of them and what's their ceiling.
I think that there are three teams in the league that know exactly who they are. And those three teams to me are the Chiefs, the Lions, and the Ravens. Like, there's an identity, there's a culture. They know exactly who they are and what they can be. Like, the Ravens want to play bully ball, get a lead on you, and then wear you out, right? Here's the entire list of teams in the history of the NFL that have started the season outrushing their first six opponents by at least 100 yards. The 2024 Ravens, that's it. They know who they are. It took them a while. Like, the first two games, they really weren't using Derrick Henry that much. In the opening game loss to Kansas City and the loss at home to the Raiders, which looks like it's such a head-scratcher now. But I do believe that they are – the problem for the Ravens, guys, is that we've seen this before in the regular season, right? And it's kind of the same thing for Buffalo. Like, and they just made a big trade to get Amari Cooper. But they can do all these things in the regular season, and people will be like, yeah, but show me in the postseason, right? Because that's what it's going to be. I mean, Lamar's won two MVPs. They've had home field advantage on several occasions, and they haven't, in the Lamar Jackson era, been able to get through that thing. They, you know, the Ravens with Lamar as their starter in the postseason are 2-4. So all these things are going great in the regular season. We're going to have to see it when it matters most, and that's my concern for Baltimore.
Trey Wingo, DraftKings Network, with us here on Grant and Danny. Did the Jets wait too long to get Devontae Adams? They're now 2-4, lost to the Bills last night. Or do you think they still got a chance to rally in the AFC East?
Well, listen, a couple of things. First of all, I think that 9-8 might get you the 7th seed, right? So they're 2-4. So if they're going to go 9-8, they've got to go 7-4 down the stretch, and they've got some winnable games. But this move for Devontae Adams, I think, makes them a little better, but I think it creates as many problems as it solves. Okay, let's be honest. They're not the New York Jets. They're the New York Aaron's. This MF-er can do whatever he wants. They have given him the entire franchise to him. And it's in a kind of embarrassing way, right? Because he's going to be 41 this year. And is he coming back next year? And they have 28 players on an expiring contract. And they've just taken Devontae Adams, and to make the deal happen, they absorbed all the salary. The Raiders don't have to pay him anything. So they are all in on Aaron Rodgers being their savior. And Aaron Rodgers is as much of a problem as anybody else on the Jets, okay? Just two straight games in a row, he's thrown a game-sealing interception. The one thing you could say about Aaron his entire career, he was interception-averse, to a fault almost. And now he's been the reason, or one of the reasons, they have lost two straight games. They've lost three in a row, but he's one of the reasons. Well, actually, you can make it, he was awful in the game against Denver, too, right? So here's the thing that I find hilarious about the Jets. By the way, the 30 for 30 on the 2024 Jets is going to be must-see TV, because they have ceded everything to this guy, who's going to be 41. The Jets last year, through six games, had scored 113 points and we're 3-3 with Zach Wilson. Hall of Famer, first ballot, no doubt. Aaron Rodgers comes in. The Jets have scored exactly the same points and have a worse record. This is what happens when you give one guy control of the entire franchise. And they can say whatever they want about Aaron Rodgers didn't have any input on the firing of Robert Saleh. Woody Johnson has never fired a head coach midseason before. He fired him a week ago today, last Tuesday, and Monday night he acknowledged he had a conversation with Aaron Rodgers, but they didn't talk about the firing of Robert Saleh. You guys ever see the movie JFK with Kevin Costner?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, when Joe Pesci's character is trying to explain why he was doing all these things, and Kevin Costner's character says, "I'm sorry, but I simply find your story not believable." Like, I don't believe any of that. And Joe Pesci says, "Which part?" And he says, "All of it. I don't buy anything the Jets are selling." Now, Devontae and Aaron will have a rhythm. They'll have chemistry, but at what cost? Because now you're taking Garrett Wilson, who was the offensive rookie of the year last year, in the AFC and knocking him down a peg. And he was that with Zach Wilson. You have an asset that you want to hang on to in Garrett, and now you've knocked him down the peg, and you're wondering, okay, well, what happens to me? Look, Devontae will make Aaron Rodgers feel better, but I have absolutely no idea if it's going to be enough to make the Jets better than what they are, which is, let's be honest, kind of a joke.
Trey Wingo with us here on G&D. What about their opponents last night, Buffalo? They make a move for Amari Cooper, sort of on the heels of this Devontae Adams thing. They're in first place, and they just upgraded a little bit.
Yeah, they needed to do that. I mean, you go back and look at the last two games before last night, you know, against the Ravens where they got blown out of the building. Josh was 16 of 29 for under 200 yards. The week before, he was 9 of 30. Like, 9 of 30, guys. That's hard to do unless – if you're not playing the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens, you should never see 9 of 30 from a quarterback the level of Josh Allen. So they had to do something because they have a whole new cast. I do think they'll figure it out. They'll find some rhythm. Their defense isn't nearly as good as it was last year. But, you know, the thing about Josh, which I really like, is that he has now gone 8 straight games without an interception. That's the longest stretch of his career. And we're talking about a guy, since he became the starter, nobody had more turnovers, fumbles, or interceptions than Josh Allen. So I think this is a really smart move by them. I think it's their division to win. You know, Miami says Tua's coming back, but when he comes back, will they be too far down to even matter? So I do think Buffalo still is the team to beat in the AFC East.
Trey Wingo on Grant and Danny. Information is always fantastic. Trey, we appreciate you. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. And don't forget, check out the pregame Power Up Monday and Thursday, 6 o'clock Eastern on DraftKings Network.
We will check it out. DraftKings Network making Trey Wingo possible for us here on The Fan. You remember him from his days on ESPN hosting NFL Live. Good to spin around the NFL with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.